From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Opponents of gay marriage are trying to shut down the wedding party at San Francisco City Hall. They went to court today seeking an injunction to stop the city from issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. The city has issued more than 2,000 licenses since Thursday. NPR's John McChesney joins us now from San Francisco. John, there are two cases in which conservative groups are asking for an injunction to stop these marriages. You've just been listening to a hearing on one of them. Tell us about it.
I was just in Judge James Warren's court, Robert, and Robert Tyler, an attorney for the Alliance Defense Fund, a group that's opposed to these marriages happening here in San Francisco, was presenting arguments, and the city was arguing back at them about why they should keep on doing what they're doing. And so far, we don't have a definitive ruling from that court. All we have is the judge appeared to be leaning toward issuing a writ that would order the city to cease and desist and what it's doing, or come back to the court in a couple of weeks and show why they haven't stopped. But he hasn't done that yet, so we're sort of hanging in midair on that one.
This is one of two one of two suits. Earlier today, a judge delayed a ruling in another case. Tell us briefly about what happened there.
That was another group suing under slightly different standards, and the judge there said he hadn't been able to read all the papers, and the city said they hadn't gotten adequate notice. So he delayed that until Friday, that hearing. So we still don't have any definitive answers here.
So here, in two instances, in two courtrooms, the wheels of justice are grinding rather slowly. Meanwhile, what is going on the same-sex wedding front?
Well, I was over there about an hour ago, and about 75 people have tied the knot so far today. There's a line outside about a block long. The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus was serenading the group. It was quite a festive spirit over there. I talked to one couple that had flown in on the red eye from Washington, D.C. and had gotten married.
Now, they're getting married, getting marriage licenses in San Francisco, but there's no indication as to whether these marriages will be regarded as legal in the state of California, is there?
No. There's no indication that they'll apply anywhere else, and there's certainly no indication yet that they will have standing here in California. It's just the argument in the courtroom was by the conservative group that this was anarchy, that the city was trying to overrule state law on its own.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's John McChesney reporting from San Francisco, where today there have been two cases heard, no definitive rulings, on challenges to the same-sex marriages that have been taking place in the city. And as John reported today, once again, dozens of same-sex couples received marriage licenses in San Francisco.